Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. And as always, it's available multiple places. You can listen if you download it on the iTunes feed for Permission Granted Podcast. It has its own iTunes feed. Just search Permission Granted. Also, you can check it out on the normal DA Show iTunes feed as well. It's available every other place that podcasts are available, including radio.com and on our website, cbssportsradio.com. Just click on the DA Show tab. You'll see all of the audio archive there, including the Permission Granted Podcast. Now, today, we got to celebrate earlier this morning Mraz's birthday, which was really a special day for all of us. We brought in a Fudgy the Whale cake, his favorite dessert. It's an ice cream cake. It said Happy Birthday Sean on it. We blew up balloons. We had little happy birthday hats. And it was a really special day, complete with huge freeze Robbie Rosenhaus. Of course, the bit was Mraz is on vacation this week, so he could not enjoy all of the festivities. And Bogus joins me now. How mad do you think Mraz will be when he finally wakes up and sees the videos and the pictures today?
Well, first of all, let's start there. We're 48 minutes post-show.
Correct.
And we still might be 90 minutes, if not more, away from Sean even knowing that this happened. I don't think he's going to actually be mad. I think, you know, he'll have missed cake, which will be the biggest thing. That'll be
big
the headline.
Deal. Yeah.
I don't think Robbie being here will hurt him that much. I think he'll eventually have a good laugh. The wild card here is those in the Mraz family who are quick to react and quick to defend Sean and maybe quick to miss the joke. And I personally am already in Nancy Mraz's crosshairs. I don't know that I need another, you know, another bullet, but if it is, you know, it happens today, it happens today.
I am too. How did both you and I get on Nancy's bad side?
We questioned her son's intelligence, I think, most recently.
Multiple times.
But the other day I did comment on a post from him from vacation where it was a sexy shot down his body. Beachside, you know, so a swimsuit shot. And I saw his feet in some kind of booty. And I said, What are all those on your feet?
Yeah.
And she liked that and then jumped in. I was like, yeah, I was gonna ask you that too. So I might have now, maybe I was making inroads.
Oh, good.
But then today happened.
That's true.
And back out I go.
Yeah. Well, we were hoping to really torture him from afar since he's on vacation. He does not get the Fudge of the Whale cake often.
No.
And his birthday was in Hawaii, so they did not have Fudge of the Whale cakes there.
There's only one Carvel in Manhattan. I can't imagine that there's any in Hawaii.
I kept needing to describe what a Fudge of the Whale cake is because I don't know if Carvel is a national brand.
It's definitely national. I don't know how national, but the like around here, because obviously there's many Carvels in the New York area, I mean, Fudge of the Whale is an iconic thing.
Yes, but from our childhood, I don't know if you grew up in Mississippi or Colorado, if you've ever heard of a Fudgy the Whale.
Now, the only thing I'd say counter to that is there, until recently, there was not a Dairy Queen anywhere near where I lived, where I grew up, but I knew what a Blizzard was because you just happened upon them, whether it's in TV, a movie, a commercial on a national broadcast.
Or while traveling.
Right. I feel like people, while they might not have had a Fudgy the Whale cake, I feel like most people probably know what it is.
I think that's really going to burn Mraz.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That we brought in a Fudge of the Whale cake,
yeah,
and it said Happy Birthday, Sean, and he didn't get a slice of it. It's going to kill him. And I think it's going to kill him to know that Robbie had six slices.
Well, first of all, you don't have six slices of cake. He had the tail. I mean, he didn't cut it. He just ate it. It was just there.
That's... We kept chopping it up, and he kept asking if anybody else wanted it. And after, I think I had 2.5 pieces, I said, I can't do any more cake for breakfast.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I'll finish it.
It was so good. It was so good.
So good.
And he offered me half of the last of his 6 slices.
Yeah.
But by that point, it looked like slop. It had been out of the freezer for a while, so it had lost a little bit of an appetizing look. But that is it. That cake is famous for a reason. It's legit.
My birthday is at the end of June, my 40th.
Yeah.
I kind of think I'm going to get a Fudge of the Whale cake.
I think you have. Well, first of all, you deserve more than one cake.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I think whether it's here or you have multiple desserts at your party, I think you got to have a Fudge of the Whale.
It's so good.
It's so delicious.
What makes it so much better than the normal ice cream cake?
Well, to my favorite part of all Carvel things, this is a Carvel staple, is those crunchy cookie things. I don't know if Mr. Carvel...
Cookie crumble.
I mean, if you go there now and get an ice cream cake... The traditional one is in the middle. It's, and the Fudge of the Whale is this too, chocolate ice cream, crumbles, vanilla ice cream. And that change in like texture and temperature makes the whole thing perfect. That's just like, I'm not a big icing, frosting guy with regular cake. Even Fudge of the Whale, the fudge part is great, but you just give me Carvel ice cream with the cookies in between and I'm good to go.
Huge comes through.
Yeah.
He got the Carvel cake last night because it wasn't open until 11 a.m. this morning, and we wanted to eat breakfast cake before then. So he picked it up yesterday, put it in his freezer. I asked him if there was a Carvel near him. He said, there's one down the block. They know me by name. I got it covered. So he was the perfect guy to ask.
Right.
He gets it filled out. Happy birthday, Sean. Brings it in. And once again, I'm sorry. I know you and I at times could be accused of being huge apologists. I think he delivered in spades.
Listen, you're never going to change my mind on the validity and the need for Hugh Freeze to be on the air here. Now, he's in purgatory, self-produced. Again, my biggest gripe going back to football season was all he had to do was pick the 3 easiest games every week.
Correct.
And he would have been fine. And he insisted on being cute and smart, and it backfired. So the ban is the ban. But any chance we get to get him back somehow on the airwaves, we have to take advantage of.
Today was a Trash Tuesday, and he was technically on Trash Tuesday, but not because his microphone was on.
Completely by accident. I thought he was just telling me, and it got over the air.
I'm going to trash drive-through employees other than Chick-fil-A, because I own stock in Chick-fil-A. I'm a Red member. I get free tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame. Oh, they're a sponsor. I get free tours.
What's a Red member?
Because I have too many points on my phone. I go there like once or twice a week, please. They know me by name, all the employees, so they're great. This is aside from them. McDonald's, Burger King, talk about all these drive-through employees. They don't give you the right soda. How hard is it to get your flavor of soda correct? I asked for Diet Coke. Look at me. I don't want Coke. I don't like the taste of Coke. I get enough sugar in my other diet. I don't need Coke. I want Diet Coke. So drive-through employees, please listen.
And buried in that, by the way, is I need to know more about this Chick-fil-A Red member thing that he's going on.
He claims he's a Red member of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I will give... I'll give Robbie this. He does not in any way shy away from being big Rob. I mean, Gluckus. Chick-fil-A, Red member... The Carvel guy knows who I am. They know my order. I mean, he's not shying away from any part of this job. Like, Sean, we give him crap, but I feel like Sean, there are a lot of things he doesn't like, which is always surprising to me. And I don't know that he has all of those inroads. Like, he's, ranch dressing, so 2014. That was funny. But when push comes to shove, like, Robbie's the better fat guy by a mile.
Yeah, you're right. He's a better fat guy.
Yeah.
He's a better fat guy.
Well, what's a Red member? He gets tours of what?
He's a more decorated fat guy.
That is true. That's right. You know, I was randomly watching Top Gun with my son yesterday, and, everyone's got all the medals on their, on their shirt. And he's, what is that? I'm trying to explain to him. That Robbie would be the most decorated fat soldier, whatever a 5-star general equivalent is, that would be Robbie.
Because Robbie claims through this Red membership that I've never heard
you're
of.
You're not
Chick-fil-A.
Allowed to. I think he let slip today. That was an accident. He might be out.
It's like an Amex Black card for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
He says he gets free tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame.
So that's apparently, we've always wondered, how does Robbie support Robbie? He eats his way to free trips. He's getting invited to things through all of the sponsored fast food restaurants.
It is amazing. I've never heard of this program.
Me neither.
I've never heard of this plan. He is part of this plan. I don't question the plan. He is amazing. And his and that was part of his trash for Trash Tuesday, which the loophole today was he wasn't, quote unquote, on the air. He was telling you his trash, and it happened to get picked up by your microphone.
Yeah, so that was my bad.
He was slightly off mic, and you just happened to have your microphone on.
That was bad. I didn't notice it right in between us. That was my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice that nobody was speaking during it so that everybody could hear exactly what he was saying.
Oh, what a coincidence that was.
That was a really big coincidence. Huh. So Robbie ended up, I mean, just being a star. I will also say today, was Connor Green's trash not perhaps the greatest cameo trash ever?
It was phenomenal. And it was, I mean, he obviously had thought about it beforehand, maybe even practiced it into a mirror. I don't know the specifics of his preparation. But Ben Horowitz, who was on a very good job filling in, I think, for Sean and for Pete on Trash Tuesdays, he's delivered as well. But his was definitely a pre-written. He was almost reading from a script. Connor was much, much more open and natural in his delivery today, and just an epic story reminding us that he's 11 years old and we are all old and decrepit.
He's 24 years old and he lost internet for
an hour.
He lost Wi-Fi for an hour and talked about how his world was falling apart. It was so good. Oh my God, it was great.
So I didn't know what to do. Connor, I was sitting there and I actually had to talk to my roommates and say, like, how was your day? How are you doing?
What's your name?
Who are you? Nice to meet you, sir.
What's this, a phone?
I even called my dad. I said, what do I do? Like, what did you guys do 25 years ago when you didn't have the internet? So I just sat in stunned silence for an entire hour, and then it was like, I guess I'll just go to bed. And that was it.
And it was 3 in the afternoon.
Stinky debris.
Connor stared and looked at a wall for an hour. It was 2:30 in the afternoon. Said, "I better go to bed." I don't know.
I was like, maybe I'll buy a book. I don't know. Like, I could read. I guess.
What is this thing?
Hey, I got to thank Caitlin Richard too, who is I never know her actual title, but she takes care of all of us because we're complete useless babies around here.
Yes.
She was actually in the initial conversation that led to the idea to do this today.
The pitch session?
Yeah. So, I mean, she was there and we were like, we should have fun without Sean for his birthday. And she would dessert, and then it became Fudge of the Whale. Then it became get Robbie here. Next year will it actually involve, if he's not here, I'm going to work on getting one of his favorite people to come in when he's not here for his birthday. But Caitlin was at the genesis of all of this, so a shout out to her as
well. That's brilliant. I have to say that she's like quality control around here.
Yeah.
I'll have to say that the show is better when we're in costume, whether it was the Easter Bunny costume or today's happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hats, it just seemed like everything was better.
Yeah. Whatever it costs to run watchda.com, it gets made up for with days like today. Whatever we're paying Kaplan to be amazing back there, it's deserved.
And for Cap to have cake cam, and it's just a shot, never-ending shot. I mean, I'm interviewing, you know, Zach Harper from The Athletic on where Zion's going to land, and there is just inset, picture-in-picture, cake cam, which is just Robbie eating more Fudgy the Whale cake.
Right.
And then by the Arash Markazi interview in hour number 3, there is no more cake left, and it's just Robbie on his phone in a happy birthday hat and balloons around. It's just him texting.
We did all of this in, what, 36 hours? I mean, imagine we've got a whole year to plan for Sean's next birthday. There is no telling what we're going to come up with.
Oh, God, what a great day today. Well, that is Side A. Side B is Permission Granted Profiles as Mraz interviews Kenny Brock. He taped this last week with Brock as Brock is now engaged.
Yeah, which is A, shocking. I mean, that's a whole episode unto itself.
Yeah.
But I've heard that Brock a little insulted that he wasn't number one on this list. So does that come out in this episode? Or
I'm hoping. More angst, please. Here's Side B.
Welcome inside Side B of the PGP. And hey, look, DA wants what he gets. You heard Jacob Wilkins last week on the Permission Granted Profiles, the new PGPs on Side B. As you can hear the sarcasm in my voice, because I know the next person up will be dripping with sarcasm himself. And that is, I mean, look, if you've been listening to the DA show from day one, you know Kenny Brock. If you were listening last year when he ate crow, you know Kenny Brock. And if you want anybody that will literally hate me on the show while I love him, you know Kenny Brock. And here he is, Kenny Brock, on the new Permission Granted Profiles. Kenny, hello.
So I'm second in line behind Jacob Wilkins. You're a real dick.
And we're off and rolling. So, all right, how you been?
I mean, I'm a little bit hungover today. It's 8 o'clock in the morning from Wednesday. I don't really feel like my best self, but let's do this thing.
All right, that's good to hear. Now, first of all, I have to say congratulations. We're just checking in for anybody who's listened to Kenny and knows, like, you're engaged. You're freaking engaged. You found somebody to say yes to you for the rest of your life?
Yeah. Well, she's lucky that I said yes to her. I think it's more the apropos point here. It was awesome. Got engaged a couple weeks ago and down in Florida, in an island off the coast of Fort Myers and in the Gulf, and it's amazing. It was really cool, and I surprised her down there, and I had all of her family fly down and all my family fly down without her knowing, and it was a pretty awesome experience and definitely cannot be replicated, and we're still kind of basking in the afterglow for a little bit, though we are starting a wedding plan, and I consider myself a bit of a planner, and I'm feeling and overwhelmed by this whole wedding stuff, man. It's wild.
Yeah.
Major props to anyone who's done it, especially all the bullshit that you went through when you had to do yours and when that venue shut down and took all your money and that was wild.
Yeah, and now we're already up to about 15 bleeps I've had to insert, but I knew what I was getting into when I had Brock on here on the PGP. But, yeah, so, I mean, actually, I don't even know if this has been talked about on the air. When I first got engaged, my wedding venue shut down and stole a couple $1,000s from me and my now wife. And it was a big to-do. But, you know, obviously that happens to me. I don't expect that. Obviously it happened to you. But, you know, to fly all of your family down and her family down and get them all together without her knowing to Florida, that's a lot of organization. And also a stone's move. You have to be 130% certain that she is saying yes. I guess there was no doubt at all when you go through that, huh?
You know, it's funny. The day before I left, one of my coworkers was like, so what if she says no? Like, I hadn't even considered that. Don't even put that bad juju in my brain right now. You know, I don't make any decision without a 98% certainty of what the outcome is going to be. And this was definitely something that I felt very confident before. That didn't change, you know, the nervousness that went into it and all the kind of butterflies and stuff going into it. But it wasn't a butterfly of like, oh, what if she says no? It was more of like, yeah, I don't want this to go wrong. You know, her mom and brother happen to be on the same flight, and if anyone's ever flown into Fort Myers, they know it's a small airport. And we were supposed to land 20 minutes ahead of them. We ended up landing 20 minutes after them. So we almost saw her mom at the airport, almost blew the whole thing out of the water.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that was the whole big to-do. But you know what? She still had no idea, and it worked out perfectly, and we did it on Easter Sunday. And, yeah, it was a lot of good vibes happening down there. It was good, and then we had the whole week to celebrate, and our families were there till Wednesday, and then we got the last couple of days to kind of just do our own thing, which is really nice. Except her brother, 6-month-old baby, was there, and he didn't sleep too much, so I didn't sleep too much. But other than that, everything was perfect.
Oh, you on no sleep? I don't know what that's like at all.
Not miserable.
No, not miserable. I mean, in honor of getting married, are you going to go back to your overnight days, maybe at a cocktail hour, and just serve muffins and Mountain Dew? Because you basically lived off that for 2 years.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. I think that might be our specialty drink, a little bit of mix of red velvet muffin and a little sprinkle of some Mountain Dew sprinkles or something like that, yeah.
maybe a tin of Chew as well?
Well, hopefully she doesn't listen to this. She didn't know that I did that back then.
Oh,
but yeah.
Oh, boy.
Maybe a little lipper here and there.
Yeah, so she'll listen to 50 bleeped out curse words and then that little nugget dropped in there. I don't know if she'll make it.
She hears that unfiltered already, so it's all good.
Now, you know, one thing that came up via text here is we're taping this on May 8th. I'll let everybody know I'm going to be in Hawaii probably the week you're listening to this. So the reason I bring this up is on May 8th is 5 years to the day of myself, you, and DA going to what was a pretty awesome draft. Khalil Mack, Odell Beckham Jr., among others. It just came up in my like whole time hop situation as an anniversary 5 years. So I sent DA a picture of him interviewing Khalil Mack. I said, this is crazy. It's 5 years ago. He's like, wow, great picture. And I casually mentioned him, not realizing that this was offensive. I said, man, you look 10 years younger than me, and it's only 5 years. His response was, go F yourself. And I think he's really ticked off. And now you've seen a lot of these videos and pictures of DA. And, you know, I just kind of said, do you think, looking back at the overnight days, because he's approaching 40 now. He brings this up on the show often. He's going to be 40 in a month. Do you think he looks like he's aged?
I mean, you're really pinning me into a corner with this here. I haven't seen DA in person in a long while, so I can't really speak to what he currently looks like. And Instagram filters are, you know, something that are prevalent in our social media culture, so I'll just leave it at that. I do remember DA was a young whippersnapper when we all started, but, you know, getting married, I guess, takes a toll after a few years, and working with you definitely takes a toll.
Well, I think it's more me than getting married, because he's actually much happier since he's gotten married, and I think laid off me a bunch. Actually, as a matter of fact, doing these PG profiles is the first time I've really had the whip snapped on me in quite some time.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you need that. He loves to do his, what was that old Giants coach?
The Parcells.
Bill Parcells.
Yep.
Yes. He does the Parcells trick now and again. You know, he read the book back in 1998. And still implements that in 2019, I see. So, and not everything's going well for you over there.
You know, it is. And it's funny you say that, because you and me got hip to this right near the end before you left, where it was like, all right, we know if DA goes away or one of us on vacation and we come back, it's like DA has to send the message that we need to get refocused. And by the end of year two, we had come up with the idea that he was Bill Parcells. He was just trying to get and the message was falling deaf. To this point, I have, since you have left over the years, passed along that message to anybody that's worked on the DA show, to the point now that DA was in Peru last week, and Pete the Body Bilotti turned to me at one point and said, so you're expecting the Bill Parcells DA to arrive, comes back? Like, everybody's prepared for it. I am a cancer in the clubhouse that won't even let DA's message get through, because I've warned everybody not to listen to it.
Hey, listen, you gotta be able to roll with the times. You keep bringing the same old tired message, people are just going to be like, all right, man, sure, whatever you say, chief.
Exactly. You know? Now, I will say he's a much, I mean, the combination of not doing overnights or evenings, he's much happier, the marriage and everything like that. So I definitely get it less, which I appreciate. But but nonetheless, I don't forget, you know, those times. Or, frankly, where you would walk me into a death trap on the overnights when you were there and say, go tell DA how you're really feeling right now, only to have my legs sawed off. You really like doing that.
Well, to be honest, I'm always, you know, I'm a blunt speaker. I think you need to speak your mind. There's no need to keep anything buried deep down inside. So I just felt you needed to speak your mind, even though I knew that I was throwing you into a hornet's nest.
Yeah. No,
you know, sometimes you got to live and learn a little bit. And I feel like I helped you learn and grow some there.
It's a hornet. It's definitely a hornet's nest for sure. Now, one more thing I wanted to check in with you on, because obviously you ate crow and everything that comes with your Philly sports fandom has been well documented. Number one, you haven't had any after effects of crow a year later. You're totally healthy.
I can't tell if the dementia's from that or from CTE, so I think we're all right.
Okay, because you're taking boxing now, you told me, too.
Yeah, I box a couple days a week at the local gym here in Hoboken. Not too many head blows, though, so I'm surviving.
Yeah, nothing like making you more violent. That's not a problem at all. And
actually, I think it, you know, it channels some of those, you know, those outbursts or feelings that I may have had in the past, and I take it out in the bag or of the person on the other side there, and it's all good. So that's just a nice little Friday morning, 8 o'clock, go in, punch some faces in, and then move on with the day.
Ready
for the weekend.
How often do you picture the bag being me?
I would say probably every second round. So, you know, every other round is pretty much what I go through with that.
All right, so
I'm
make
like, it. Oh, this fat bam.
All right, make it to rounds 2, 4, and 6. That's good. All right, and Bryce Harper, as a you in on Bryce Harper or hate Bryce Harper?
No, I think it's awesome. I think I always said that, like, Bryce Harper's that dude that you hate on the other team, but if he ever came to your team, he'd be all in. And, you know, I don't really baseball too much anymore. Baseball's kind of a dying sport, though. I do like the dude from the White Sox who's kind of shaking it up a little bit. Tim Anderson,
yeah,
I think his name is.
Tim Anderson loves a bad flip.
I appreciate what he's doing. But outside of that, I don't really mess with baseball too much. I know people were bitching and moaning about Bryce's little slump that he's going through at the moment, though I saw they put up 11 last night, almost as many as the Sixers did against the Raptors in Game 5. But, yeah, I'm all in. Whatever. It's the first year of a 13-year contract. I'm gonna be 43, 44 when this contract expires.
Isn't
so.
That insane? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's wild to think about. I'll probably be twice divorced by that point.
couple more Florida proposals, and away we go.
Yeah, exactly. But this time I'm not flying everybody down, or the next time.
All right. Well, Brock, thanks for hopping on the PG Profiles. You bail me out here. I've gotten through 2 weeks of these where DA now can lay off and relax. Well, I think so, although I'm probably going to have to put out about five more. But I appreciate you joining me, and congrats on your engagement. And I know everybody in the DA Show fandom is happy to hear from you.
When are you having Berman on?
Berman's actually here right now, not in the studio. And I told him I was having you on, and his response was, "Nah, Brock told me he's not doing it." I said, "I'm going to call him." He said, "He's a fraud if he does it."
No.
So you have to take that up with him.
I had said that I had gotten the call from the bullpen from the old crew. You know, because every now and again, you know, it's like, oh, huge freeze is banned for life. Oh, we need to go back down this well.
Yeah.
Oh, what's Kenny Brock doing? We haven't talked to Brock in like 2 years. Let's bring him back on.
You know,
so I know.
You know, we beat a storyline to death. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. So I'll go let Berman know that you answered proudly, and then you guys can go argue over text.
It sounds good.
All right. Take care, Brock.
All right. I'll talk to you.
And that's gonna wrap it up for side B of the PGP and the PGP in general. What a trip down memory lane. Brock engaged. Brock will be 45 when Bryce Harper's contract's up. Brock is boxing. You get a lot out of Kenny Brock there. No crow after effects. That was awesome. This was a great permission graded profile. Two down. Who knows how many more to go. But thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.